Hello.
I stood with my ex during her gommage, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Buckle up, strap in, grab a pal on the butt. Let's talk about the tax bill and get consent before grabbing your pal on the butt, unless it's a dog. So here in the United States of America, we are watching as our government is trying to pass a new tax slash spending bill that has a lot of bad shit in it. It's so bad that Republicans, who are the only party that are drafting and voting on this bill, can't even pass it. Let's back up and talk about this big, beautiful bill. It's not very beautiful. So Trump has been talking about wanting to pass one big, beautiful bill. He has this weird fixation with like making all legislation happen in one big drop. I don't know why, but because of that, Republicans have unironically called this bill the Big Beautiful Bill Act. It's very cringy. This bill is over 1,000 pages, and they're trying to pass it through reconciliation, which is essentially an administrative process that would allow them to pass it without getting any votes from Democrats at all. For the House, I want to be clear. We're talking about the House of Representatives. This still has to get past the Senate, which is a very different process. But as of right now, the bill is out there. It's over 1,000 pages long and contains a ton of stuff. And everyone is saying that it contains everything or doesn't contain everything. I tried my best to get an actual list of what I felt was the most meaningful points from it, from the bill itself. So this is not hearsay. This is not, I heard this. This is what's actually in there. Here we go. About $5 trillion in tax cuts. And most of that's going to go to the super rich because proportionally, that's where tax cuts give the most dollar per point. So a $5 trillion tax cut, they're gonna try to make up for that with a bunch of cuts elsewhere to the spending budget. We'll get to that for a second, but first, not cutting back spending, a $60 billion bailout for farmers. An $800 billion reduction in spending on Medicaid, which is, to be clear, a thing that Republicans very loudly and very clearly said they would not do. With this reduction in spending on Medicaid, they've got increased work requirements for getting Medicaid. It also aims to defund Planned Parenthood via Medicaid. And independent estimations note that 7.6 million citizens will lose their health care if this goes through. That has given some Republicans some pause because that's enough people to lose an election. It includes a temporary increase to the standard deduction for taxes and a bit of a bigger deduction for high tax states like New York. It contains a temporary exclusion of tax on qualified tips and overtime. That is not all of them. That break will only last like during Trump's term through 2028. So it's a temporary break on stuff that still has other requirements around it. It shifts a lot of the cost of SNAP, or food stamps, from the federal budget to state budgets. States don't currently pay a whole lot for SNAP. The Fed does. This moves it down to the state level, which, frankly, is going to destroy some state economies. For people on food assistance, they are working to increase the age at which you no longer have to work to receive food assistance from 54 to 64. It also removes a provision that exempted adults from the work requirement if they had a child under the age of 18. That limit is now 7. So if you are a parent who has a young child and you need food assistance, you will now need to work after that child is the age of 7. Otherwise, you won't qualify. And when I say work, I mean like there are work requirements, like minimum requirements that are going to vary by locale. Most people who are on food assistance still do have to go do things. They're not just sitting around collecting a check. That's not how that works. It removes a $200 tax on gun silencers that's been in effect since 1934. Really tackling those top of mind problems like taxes on gun silencers. It gives the president the ability to designate that nonprofits are terrorist supporting organizations so that he can remove their tax exempt status. It throws a few hundred billion dollars into very Trumpy efforts like his deportation efforts and his concept of the Golden Dome, which is a like missile defense system like the Iron Dome, but it's Trump. So it's the Golden Dome. It expedites approvals and sale of hundreds of thousands of acres of public land for mining, drilling, and logging. Increases the estate tax threshold about $1 million from about $14 million to $15 million. If your family doesn't have that much money, this doesn't apply to you. So this doesn't apply to me. It also establishes a MAGA investment account for babies born between 2024 and 2028, so Trump's presidency, in which the state will put $1,000 into the account and then you can contribute to it and it grows like a baby 401k. It's literally called a MAGA account. They changed the acronym to not have it be Make America Great Again, but it's literally called a MAGA account. So, you know, it's got that stuff in it. Is it going to pass? Probably not. Like I said, there are already Republicans who are like, this goes way too far. Like, this does not pull back on spending. This is going to just skyrocket our debt. It's going going to remove people's ability to access insurance. It's going to make it harder to get food assistance. It just takes things away while giving tax cuts to the rich. It's what they always do. We knew this was going to happen. But anyway, that's what's in that bill. Let's move on. Kind of tired of talking about tax bill legislature. I want to go back to talking about tax bill legislature. A woman in Georgia is being kept alive against her family's wishes because she was pregnant when she died. Adriana Smith was about 9 weeks pregnant when she had a sudden medical issue that resulted in her death. It came out of nowhere, family devastated. But because Georgia has a quote unquote fetal heartbeat bill, which as an aside, that's not a heartbeat. That's not what a heartbeat is. But because they have a quote unquote fetal heartbeat bill, the fetus has personhood. So this woman has been declared brain dead and the hospital has her on life support and the family can't stop them. She's now at about 20 weeks. We don't know how long they're gonna be keeping her alive. We don't know what's gonna happen to the baby. They don't even know if the baby's gonna be okay. This is not healthy for anyone involved. But Georgia passed this law in 2019, and then when Roe v. Wade was overturned, it went into effect. And so now at 6 weeks, a fetus is considered a full human being with rights. That thing that every medical professional disagrees with, that thing. If you lack a uterus, you might not know that most people don't even know that they're pregnant until like 4 to 10 weeks into their pregnancy. It can go as long as 20 weeks without even knowing that you're pregnant. It's all over the map. But 6 weeks, you're not even going to have a chance to find out. Roe v. Wade was overturned on the cynical sentiment that states wanted to be able to choose whether or not abortion should be allowable. And every state that it's been on the ballot has passed with flying colors. This is because no one wanted it to be up to the states. We were happy with how it was. Overturning abortion rights was a deeply, deeply unpopular move. And it was never about states' rights. Republicans in Missouri are currently trying to overturn a constitutional amendment that the population voted for that enshrined abortion rights. No joke, the state voted to enshrine abortion rights in their constitution, and they're trying to get it overturned against the will of the people, which is about as not states' rights as you can get. I feel like there was once a political party that was against a nanny state having too much overreach into your personal life and medical decisions. I don't know where they went. Can they come back? This past week, over 24 people were killed in Kentucky and Missouri as harsh storms and tornadoes tore through the area. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power, and crews are working around the clock to try to restore power, find people, help people. Can those people get a round of applause? Can we get more, just more general appreciation and recognition for the people who, in the face of catastrophe, abandon their own comfort to help others? Can we do that more? Now, unfortunately, it does seem like this disaster was made worse by the fact that DOGE in the current administration recently made a bunch of cuts to NOAA, N-O-A-A, the government wing that tracks the weather. In fact, one day before the storm, the New York Times posted an investigative report into the cuts at NOAA and specifically listed Jackson, Kentucky as one of the locations that was the most desperately understaffed. That's one of the places that got hit. So the timing doesn't look good. There were delays in getting out the warnings, and there's reductions in staff at the places that give out those warnings. Between this and the FAA cuts, can we stop getting rid of people whose job it is to maintain national safety? I want to be able to go see my friends via air travel and via having them still be alive. Hey, if you like what I do, I could really use your help. I need to eat. I need to live. And that costs money. And so if you want to support me, you can head to merchfrom.dev. You can get yourself a Skulls Keep Happening denim jacket or a bunch of other stuff. Or if you want to get more of a digital sort of package from me, that sounds suggestive. You can head to patreon.com/endeavorance and you can support me. Any tier gets access to everything. And there's a whole bunch of content with much more on the way. Thank you so much. Back to stuff. All right, I'm done with the United States for this video, but also at large. Let's go on to the world. All of the world. Well, some of the world. You may remember last November, that's fun, in New Zealand, there were some indigenous members of parliament who stood up and performed a haka. If you're not familiar, it's like a ceremonial dance thing. I don't actually know how to describe it. It's fucking rad. It's like somewhere between a showing of pride and celebration or intimidate. It has a whole bunch of purposes, but Yeah. So they did a haka in the parliament on the floor. It was a protest against legislation, and the entire world saw it and was like, that's rad, that's sick. But now the New Zealand parliament is looking into punishing the people who participated in that. They want to suspend them for a few weeks, which is like an unprecedented punishment. But don't worry, they're justifying it to themselves. Quote, we intend to leave members in no doubt that the behavior discussed is not acceptable and that the intimidation of other members of the House is treated with the utmost seriousness. That seriousness, that utmost seriousness, also includes a complaint that during the haka, it looked like one of the members of parliament made a gun shape towards another. Very serious concerns. Anyway, I don't know. I'm gonna side with the indigenous people who are protesting using their culture on the land that their culture is from, that was colonized. I'm gonna stand with them on this one. Eurovision happened again. Eurovision is like a big old song contest. It's like a somewhere between the Olympics and Glee. Bunch of European countries come together, perform songs, and then there's an audience vote and a judge vote. Austria won. Good job, Austria. But notably, second place was Israel, who had an outsized amount of audience votes compared to their judge votes. So there's probably nothing there. We don't really need to look into that. That's nothing. But I do want to take a deeper dive into this little country that got second place. See what they're up to. Oh, they're continuing to carpet bomb Gaza and destroy lives. They've been continuing their next wave of just eradicating Gaza from the map. I can't even keep tallies anymore. I'm seeing articles of 100 people killed in an airstrike last night, and the next day another 93 were killed. Hospitals are shutting down. There's virtually no hospitals left for them to go to. It's basically the end. I've been covering Israel's assault on Gaza for over a year, and the number of times that I've got up in front of this camera and talked about the number of children that have been killed, the amount of atrocities being committed, the fact that virtually the entire world agrees that this is a genocide, ethnic cleansing, that the leadership of Israel need to be held accountable for their actions. Nothing changed. The United States of America has a vested interest in Israel existing, largely from a geopolitical foothold perspective, but also pretty much equally from a death cult fulfillment perspective. It is critically important to the ethos of evangelical Christians in America to have Israel be established and sustained. There are a reason that Christian groups are pushing so hard for Israel to exist. It's not because of their good graces towards Jews. Because again, Israel is not synonymous with Judaism. And so while I don't want to be a doomer, I don't want to be like, oh, there's nothing we can do. There's kind of nothing we can do. The damage has been done. And we're at the point now where the Trump administration is toying with an idea of just resettling 1 million people from Gaza because Israel wants it and they got to get what they want. Anyway, congrats to Israel for their second place in the singing competition. It's a shame that we couldn't preserve the millions of souls living in what's supposed to be a sacred land. Technology. Stuff keeps happening. We'll be back after I talk to you about white genocide in South Africa. Beep boop. I'm a robot. Okay, backstory. Twitter has the option to tweet at Grok, which is XAI's version of ChatGPT. XAI is Elon Musk's AI company that also technically now owns Twitter. It's a whole thing. My cord is stuck on a button. Fixed it. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Recently, starting around like 3 a.m. one night, Grok started to just include phrases about white genocide in South Africa in response to everything. You could ask it about anything. I saw one that was asking about like baseball contracts, and it was like, ah, yes, this is an interesting baseball contract. But on the topic of white genocide in South Africa, blah, 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 blah. And it was just that for like every response, just everywhere. It was out of nowhere bringing up white genocide in South Africa, which at this point, I want to make it very, very clear. There is no white genocide happening in South Africa. This is a bullshit made up conspiracy theory pushed by, you guessed it, Elon Musk, among many other folks on the right. And it's also tied up with Trump having recently brought in a handful of quote unquote refugees from South Africa, who, shocker, were all white and got expedited entry into the country. So, of course, everyone's like, oh, weird. Elon Musk's AI is suddenly telling everybody about white genocide in South Africa. And so it was so blatant that XAI had to actually put out a statement in which they were like, well, a rogue employee edited the system prompt for the AI at 3:15 a.m. We're looking into it. A rogue employee. Yep. So to make things funnier, they decided to try to save face by publishing their system prompts to GitHub, the open source coding platform. So they were like, the world can see, it's an open source thing. So someone decided to open up a pull request, which is a suggestion for a change to the code, to re-add the line about white genocide and always talking about white genocide to the AI system prompt. And someone at XAI approved that change. It was a joke. The person who made the change was like, this is a gag, but it got included. It was later reverted. But what? So here's a privately held company with direct ties to the White House who's building an AI and for some reason can have a rogue employee completely upturn the entire system and try to shill fabricated stories. Furthermore, they have some rando just approving pull requests on public open source projects that could potentially be detrimental to said project. I have spent half of my life working in the tech industry. That is not how any of this is supposed to work. You're not supposed to be able to just have one guy make changes to the production systems at 3 a.m. without anyone knowing. That is mind-boggling to me. And so here we have a very direct look at why we should not trust AI models. For all of the shrieking and pearl clutching about DeepSeek AI that came from China and how it's got propaganda, here is an American AI company directly getting caught with their pants down, having attempted to do that. And specifically, it's an AI company that Elon Musk himself says is supposed to be anti-woke and quote unquote, maximally truth-seeking. Maximally truth-seeking, except when you need to, you know, nudge the truth in the direction that you want it to go. Microsoft plans to lay off about 3% of their workforce in June, about 6,000 people. They're trying to reduce the complexity of their company in order to best position the company for success in a dynamic marketplace. I am so glad. I said that I worked in tech I'm so glad I'm out. My God. Microsoft has been laying people off left and right for the past few years. This is more of that. I do want to note that Microsoft recently beat their quarterly earnings expectations in April. So yeah, you really, really tightening the belt there. Okay, let's get uplifted. I found a good one. So aside from not having white genocide in South Africa, there's also good research happening. Researchers in South Africa have found two new genetic signals that can help better identify breast cancer in Black African women. So we know that medical science is way behind on women and Black people. So Black women especially have it real bad in the medical science field, both as researchers and as patients. However, there was recently a genome-wide association study. Don't know what that means, but cool. The study revealed these new genetic identifiers, which could help create medicine to target specific cancer cells that exhibit these identities, which is cool. I also learned that Africa has the most genetic biodiversity among people living there. So that's cool too. Game it. Okay, so GTA 6 was delayed, right? Like I talked about that last time. But now a bunch of companies are scrambling to figure out what to do with their games that were supposed to release around the new release date for GTA 6. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been one of the most anticipated, if not the most anticipated, piece of media maybe ever. Like so much so that there is a meme of just like, we got whatever before we got GTA 6. Like it's been in the zeitgeist. But it was recently delayed, and you know that level of anticipation being pushed back to spring 2026 means that a bunch of other games that were supposed to come out in spring 2026 are now like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. So we'll see if there's a game you've been looking forward to and that's supposed to come out around that time. Maybe check in on them. EA is doing a return to office now. Electronic Arts, the beheaded game publisher, has said that their employees are going to have to come back into the office for at least 3 days a week, and they are no longer doing remote hiring. This, of course, uproots a bunch of people's lives and plans and work-life balance and everything. And also, insult to injury, we pretty much know now that there's not much of a difference between remote work and in-person work. So this is not going to do a whole lot. I'll tell you one thing, actually, it will do a whole lot, because studies have shown that return to office plans basically just result in a bunch of employee turnover, which for EA, maybe that's for the best. Well done, EA. Bungie is running a marathon. All right, this one's personal. So Bungie, game developer Bungie, they develop games, they made Halo, they made Destiny. They're in hot water. So I am a loser. I play a lot of Destiny 2. And for a long time, people who played Destiny 2 were begging for Bungie to do anything in the player versus player arena space. Like, there is a player versus player like game mode. It's just been atrophying. So for like years, players were asking for something, and Bungie was like, hey, PvP people, we've got something for you. It's a new game that we're building. We're gonna make something different entirely, which pissed a lot of players off because they didn't want that. They just wanted, like, I don't know, a new map maybe. So Bungie announces Marathon, a new extraction shooter game, which is a new type of game that I don't fully understand, but it's basically like a battle royale, but with like RPG and looting mechanics. Long story short, nobody wants this game. And then they released a preview and people started playing the game and the reviews were very lukewarm. And then during the preview, an artist pointed out, like, hey, that's my art. It turns out Bungie used stolen art assets in the game. And then they admitted to it. And now they're just getting dragged. So here's a game that people weren't really thrilled about the announcement of, that then the first preview was not inspiring and then also contained stolen artwork. And Bungie's just been laying people off left and right. Like, it's not going great. I just wanted, I don't know, like, a capable ranking system. I just wanted, like, reasonable matches without cheaters. That's literally it. I don't know. Lightning round. A Mexican Navy vessel crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing 2 people on board and injuring 19 others. The vessel was here on a goodwill mission. Oops. The U.S. no longer has a perfect credit rating, just like the rest of us. A kindergartner in Pennsylvania brought Jell-O shots to school, but don't worry, he brought enough for the whole class. Well, he brought enough for his friends, but I wanted to make the joke. Anyway, yeah, kindergartner doing Jell-O shots. That's a new one. A plantation house in Louisiana burned to the fucking ground. I'm just gonna say that again. A plantation house in Louisiana burned to the fucking ground. One more time. A plantation house that held slaves in Louisiana, burned to the ground. More of that. Also Louisiana, 10 inmates recently escaped from a New Orleans jail. 3 of them have been caught, 7 still on the run. A fertility clinic in Palm Springs was bombed. FBI is saying that they're investigating it as an intentional act of terror. I've seen murmurings about the person who did it being like an anti-being born, like mad about being alive kind of person. Unclear. And finally for today, my dog was very wiggly this morning and I gave him some good belly rubs. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and 1,000 more pages of tax code. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.